Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
We wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
You know, we need them, don't we? We need those strategies, those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose?
Let me tell you,
I am ready.
Yeah, so
I knew you'd
ready.
I knew you'd be ready today. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living Radio. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan. And, you know, I too am beside myself because of our life strategist today.
It's one of my favorite people and a true life strategist.
Both of our life strategists are definitely true life strategists.
Yes.
One of them, I go back. I'm sitting in my eighth grade classroom at Christ the King Catholic School. And this young priest comes in, and the next thing I know, he's playing a Johnny Cash song.
Man in Black.
Man in Black.
That's right.
He's out, you know, Bishop Greco had him out recruiting.
Sure.
You know, and then, so obviously, who am I talking about? I'm talking about Monsignor Earl
I go back,
Provenza.
I think, even farther, because that same fella threw water on me when I was only a couple months old.
Yeah. I think he's done that to a few people.
Yeah.
And then, for years, I read, of course, I'm an ardent reader of the Shreveport Times, and so I got to read Marianne Van Osdale lots in the Shreveport Times through the years. So both of them are with us today here on Strategies for Living. They're our life strategists, and you know why?
Why is that?
Because they've teamed up, and they have a book. It's called Busy, Busy for the Lord.
And it is
the life story of Monsignor Earl Vincent Provenza. And there's a story there, too.
Oh, of course.
there's stories.
Within stories.
There's
within
stories, behind stories behind stories. And we are all in for a treat.
It's such a treasure to have both of them.
It really is. And I tell you, we are going to learn some things. Not only are we going to learn some things today, we are going to get some, I think we could say, spiritual truths, you know, for all of us. And that's what's on tap today here
all
on Strategies for Living.
Wait.
Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment with Monsignor Earl Provenza and Mary Ann Van Osdale, our life strategist today, here on Strategies for Living. Come back with us.
Catch the rhythm, feel the time.
And welcome in. Welcome in to Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now. Well, I've been reading her for a long time. And, you know, as a journalist, you are supposed to stay... You're supposed to stay, what am I trying to say?
Non-biased.
Non-biased. But I really think that when you became religion editor back a while, it's been a minute or two.
It's been a while.
You maybe let go of some of your bias.
For this book? What's funny about this book is he would tell me a story and he'd say, that's the truth. Yeah. And I'm like, well, why would a priest lie to me?
Well. Mary Ann Van Osdell, welcome to Strategies for Living.
How
many years were you with the Times?
14.
Wow. And among your other assignments, you for a little while were the religion editor.
Well, right? I wrote about religion and medicine and Bossier City. You know, they switch you around to different beats.
So right,
sure.
Right.
It's a wide range of things.
And our other life strategist, I mean, how could I even begin to introduce? I mean, it would take an hour to introduce
yes.
him. But let me just say that he's been a priest for a lot of years, over 60 years. He's a Monsignor. He's made a Monsignor in the Catholic Church in 1989 by Bishop Friend. He's been the Knights of Columbus camp director. He's been a firefighter. He's been a barber. He's been a chauffeur. He's been a cook. And he's quite a cook. Monsignor Earl Provenza, welcome back to Strategies for Living.
Dr. David, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Lauren. I'm doing good. I'm doing very well, and I'm doing very well, especially because you guys are here.
Well, you're wonderful. You've been a long friend for many, many years. Lauren as well. You know.
We go back a ways.
Yeah.
All right. So, guys, Mary Ann, let me ask you, how did all of this start? How did this begin? Because the book is Busy, Busy for the Lord. And let me say right up front, there are places in town that you can get it.
Correct.
Let's talk about that. One of the places is?
It started at Grace and Mercy Gifts
okay.
on 9th Avenue.
All right.
I worked there briefly, and he came in every Friday. He just liked coming in. It's a Catholic store, basically.
Right.
And he started telling stories.
Yeah.
And I'd say, that's really good. Tell me another one. And this went on for 6 months.
Okay, so this started with storytelling.
Right, just would come and tell a story, and I was fascinated. I like stories, obviously, and things to write about. And suddenly we had enough for a book, and I said, wow. I want to write your book.
Yeah.
That's how it happened.
All right, I love it. And, you know, one of the things, Monsignor, I know you have been asked multiple times, probably for years and years, when are you going to write a book?
That's true.
Yeah.
Many people have asked me that.
And so what does it feel like now?
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
I never dreamed that my stories would be so demanding and people would want to buy it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
people are falling over themselves wherever you guys go.
I can't help but think, you know, Father's Day is right around the corner, right? And how much of a wonderful, caring, loving father you have been to all of us, right?
Mm.
And I couldn't think of a more important gift. I mean, all of us want the stories of the people that we came from and that we love.
Yeah.
And so what you've done, both of you together, is given the community a great gift of, you know, these stories. I mean, we've heard a lot of them, if you know Monsignor Earl, but there are a lot I didn't know, and I'm so thankful to have them in print, you know, and
well,
be able to have them and hold them.
Thank you.
You know, guys, it's one thing, and Monsignor Marianne, it's one thing to, you know, we've heard variations. If you, I was a longtime parishioner, still am a parishioner at Holy Trinity Catholic Church, but Monsignor was there for many years and was my pastor. So I've heard bits and pieces
mm-hmm.
of many of these stories.
Right.
You know, I've heard the story of the Coca-Cola and the meatball given to the mom took it out of the refrigerator and gave it to the hobo and Earl saying, Mom, who was that?
Right.
That was Jesus.
That's right. Yeah.
And you went out and took a look, right?
Yeah, I had to. It's my first lesson, who Jesus is. He lives in people.
Right.
And this hobo was very nice and polite. asked for my mother a little food. He was been on the train for 3 days and
right.
was hungry.
And your family lived in Allendale. And one day you took me to where the house was.
Right.
You showed me where the house was. And train was fairly close, came by fairly close, right?
Right. And the train would come by, and sometimes it would stop, and hobos would get off.
Right.
And I hit our neighborhood.
Right.
And we would give them food.
Right.
That's my mother told me that Jesus lives in those people.
Right. Now, and she happened to grab your meatball and your Coca-Cola, which were prized possessions back when you were a little guy.
Put this in perspective. There's 11 children.
Right.
And if you didn't mark your Coca-Colas or meatballs, you might not get them. So I marked my two meatballs. They were mine.
They were your meatballs. And your mama, you've always said your mama had good meatball making hands.
Right. Well, she'd make meatballs for St. Mary's Elementary School, and she had big hands, and her meatballs were big.
Right.
But those two, been cooking in that red sauce, tomato sauce, for a long time, they were mine, and I was hoping to eat them.
Right.
But my mother changed my mind on that.
Now, by the way, Marianne, you got his recipe.
We did.
You got his recipe out of
it.
I've been trying to get that recipe for years. Yeah. I was so excited when I got to the page that Monsignor's spaghetti sauce.
It's worth buying for that alone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. So, I don't know that you got a lot of other. He's quite a chef. You know, if you know him,
there is a chapter about that.
Yeah,
right.
He's quite a chef. But the full recipe of his spaghetti sauce.
Right.
I guess it would be Mama Rosa's spaghetti sauce, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And maybe one day you'll when you slow down a little bit, you'll bottle it up and send it all over the country, right?
Right. Yeah.
The title, Busy, Busy for the Lord. Did you come up with that? Or did he come up with
that? Monsignor came up with that. I'd say, stay a little longer. Tell me another story. And he'd always say, I've got to run. I'm busy, busy for the Lord. And there it was.
That's it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Monsignor, do you recall, and I know as a little guy, you went to St. Mary's Elementary School, which back in the day sat right next to Holy Trinity Catholic Church downtown. Mm-hmm. It is now a parking lot. But it was an elementary school run by the Daughters of the Cross when you were a little guy. Do you remember the first time that you thought, I think I might want to be a priest? Do you remember how early that was?
I was serving Mass the very cold day. Monsignor Plochet was the pastor.
Right.
And he told me I could keep my jacket on. Believe me, in those days, that was an honor.
Right.
Yeah.
You had to wear your cassock and surplice.
Right.
But it was so cold in church, he said, wear your jacket. Then after Mass, he said, pat me on the head. He said, you'd make a good priest. And, I was so young. It was so far away. But
right. How old were you at that point? Maybe second grade, third grade?
Second or
third grade. Okay. And that planted the seed.
Right.
Mm.
You know, it'd be good to be a priest. God calls me.
Right. Right.
Then when I made that decision, I went to my daddy and mother, and I said, Mama, I need to talk to you.
Right.
I said, I want to be a priest. She says, what do you need? Well, this is very crucial. In a family of 11 children, need and want are two different things.
Right.
Many times I wanted another pair of tennis shoes.
Right.
I didn't need it. So
right.
She said, Earl, what do you need? I said, I need one black cassock that I wore that would wear in the seminary.
Right.
And my mother said, I'm going to get you two. I said, Mama, I only need one. She said, I'm giving you a black one for your priesthood. And when you become a pope, you'll already have your white one. So talk about support.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to my daddy. I said, Daddy, I'm thinking about becoming a priest. Well, son, sit yourself down. And I expected, truly, 50 rules.
Right.
My daddy has 11 children, and We had a lot of rules to follow.
Sure.
And he said, Earl, if you're going to be a priest, remember one thing. Be kind to people.
Mm.
I said, what else, Daddy? He said, that's enough. If you're kind, like a domino effect, everything else fits in. That was from my father.
Mm. Wow.
And you can see that in your ministry.
Yeah.
We're so grateful.
It shines. We all have to be grateful to Mr. Joe.
Yep.
For that conversation that he had with you, because kindness has been a hallmark of your priesthood.
Thank you.
And
I try to live up to my daddy, Christ's command, be kind to people.
Your daddy was a businessman.
He was.
And made mattresses for
sure
people.
Sure did.
Yeah.
And all the motels and hotels, they wanted, their mattresses refurbished. But what really put my daddy on the map was during polio season.
Right. Mm-hmm. People would want their mattresses
sterilized.
And
I asked him one day, I said, Daddy, why don't you advertise? I don't need to. You produce a good product, and the word spreads. And so my daddy never advertised, but he had a very successful business.
We are talking to Marianne Van Osdell, and we're talking to Monsignor Earl Provenza today. The book that we're talking about, and it's finally out.
Yes.
Finally, the life story of Monsignor Earl Vincent Provenza. Got a story there, too. Busy, Busy for the Lord is what it's called. We're going to come back, and we'll remind people where to get the book. And then we have a little surprise for Monsignor Earl and for Marianne when we come back here on Strategies for Living. Just a little bitty surprise. Back in a moment here on Strategies. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Facing the same old problems day to day. Makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies. Strategies for Living Radio, your dose of
welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lord Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Monsignor Earl Provenza, and Mary Ann Van Osdell, our life strategists today. They are the authors of Busy, Busy for the Lord. It's the story of Monsignor Earl, Monsignor Earl Provenza, and you can get it at Grace and Murphy, Mercy Catholic Gifts, that's 6425 Lyon Avenue. It's the old Stephen Miller Jewelry. It's right next door to Superior Grill. It's on the corner of Lyon Avenue and Oak Hill. Mm-hmm. So easy to find. You can also go to St. John's Cathedral, St. John Berkman's Cathedral on Jordan. And during office hours, stop in the office and you can pick up a copy there. If you're in Bossier, go see Donnie Tubbs, Tubbs Hardware. And let's sell out. Let's sell out of all of these places. So Mary Ann and Monsignor have to order more and more. We need a second, a third, a fourth printing.
We already have.
There you go. Okay. So Monsignor, you and I have known each other for a long time. And Lauren and I have a little hobby that you don't know about. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's just a little hobby. We like to write songs. And so what we've done is we've written we your book, y'all's book inspired a song. And so I'd like to share it with you. May I do that?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to debut
Busy
for the Lord.
Stop it.
He came out of Allendale from a family filled with love. Early on he knew he had a calling from above. Busy, busy for the Lord, Earl knew from the start. Led by a hopeful optimism that comes straight from the heart. On the day Earl told his daddy, I wanna be a priest, Mr. Joe said, sit down, Earl, be kind to all and especially to the least. And then Mama Rosa said, all full of hope, here's three cassocks, two black and one white, for the day that you become Pope. Busy, busy for the Lord, Earl knew from the start, led by a hopeful optimism that comes straight from the heart. Be it firefighting, barbering, or cooking on the grill, Earl brings the love of Jesus for all to get their fill. Baptized at Holy Trinity on a cold Christmas day, who could know that little Earl would use that font one day? Busy, busy for the Lord, Earl knew from the start, led by a hopeful optimism that comes straight from the heart. Ordained in 1964, Earl got busy right away. Bishop Greco called him up, said, my boy, go here without delay. Father Earl would go, and he would serve from north to south, and from the east to the west. No matter where sent, he brought the healing and the sacraments. Busy, busy for the Lord, star, led by a hopeful optimism that comes straight from the heart. 25 years in, made a Monsignor in 89. Bishop friend said, Earl, I need you again. Our cathedral needs work and some loving care. Earl made it a place where God's love could be shared. He works and he works from dawn into night to bring God through and shine a bright light. A light this world needs more and more every day. So busy is how Earl intends to stay. Busy, busy for the Lord. Earl knew from the start, led by a hopeful optimism that comes straight from the heart.
That is the debut of Busy, Busy for the Lord, right here on the radio.
Thank you. First time in my life I had a song written about me.
Well, you've had a book. You've had a book written about you.
And now a song.
Lauren and I said, well, he's got to have a song, too.
That is gorgeous. Thank you.
I'm
so touched for him.
It's just a little hobby that we do on the side.
Y'all need to go pro.
And but we had fun doing it.
Yeah.
There's the initial notes, and we passed it back and forth, and Lauren would say, no, this has to go here, and no, this has to be changed here. So
I didn't do too much, but yeah.
We were busy for Marianne and Monsignor.
Right.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
So we tried to, after reading the book, and I got to tell you folks, Busy for the Lord, it's a small book, but it was hard for me to put down.
Yeah.
So it's good that it was a small, y'all kept it a fairly small book, Marianne, because I could not put, I had to read it. In fact, Lauren came in and said, I've got to go. I think she was going to the office to see somebody. She said, do you want to go with me? I said, no, I'm staying right here finishing this book.
Yeah.
You know, how engaging these
One
stories
lady told
are.
Me she inhaled it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah, that story I alluded to in the book, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
My boy go here right away. That actually happened.
It did.
You were ordained with five other individuals in Alexandria by Bishop Greco. And usually after finishing the seminary and getting ordained, you get a couple, 3 weeks off.
1 month.
1 month off. So you're relaxing and you get a phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did Bishop Greco say to you?
My boy.
Said, my boy.
I know that you enjoying your priesthood. You want to get to work. Need a help over in Jesus Good Shepherd in Monroe. I said, Bishop, I'd be happy to go next month. He said, tomorrow. I'd like for you to go. And I said, yes, but I promise obedience.
Right.
I'm going to go there.
Right. And you went, and pretty much the priest that was there, he had a family emergency. He had to go.
The day I opened the door, the phone rang. And he says, oh, my God, really? And he turned to me and said, my uncle just died with a heart attack in New Orleans. I'm leaving right now.
Oh.
Wow.
So he walked out of the rectory. I had no keys to the church. I didn't know where the confessional was. I didn't know where my bedroom was. It was a, told me to call the housekeeper and she would help me. Miss Daisy.
Could we say baptism by fire?
Right. So
I love it. Now, one of the things that a priest does is give the sacraments.
Correct.
Right? And so baptism, reconciliation, of course you say Mass and consecrate the Eucharist for Holy Communion.
Marriage.
Marriage, of course, you know, the sacrament of the sick. a bishop ordains, so you don't do that. No. But you can confirm on occasion with the permission of a bishop. But there's a story in the book of one day you did five in one day. That's right. Unusual.
Very unusual.
Yeah.
It was I was baptized in the Spirit that day.
I bet you were.
Where I was in Monroe, there was a curtain. Those days, a curtain in front of the priest. A lady fell into the curtain.
Right.
And I had to go anoint her. I thought she was having a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I anointed her. So I did the Eucharist. I did a wedding that day. And anointing.
Right.
Union, so five sacraments in one day in one church.
Wow. Mary Ann, listening to the stories, of course, you're an experienced journalist. Did you have a hard time sometimes keeping up as you were writing down
a little bit
and documenting the stories?
I had more questions and I didn't know whether to interrupt or not because the stories were so good. So I kind of saved my questions till the end.
Yeah. 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 Have you got all your questions answered at this point?
I always have more because people who get the book will tell me another story.
Yeah.
And I'll say, well, we'll include that in the next one.
Okay. Well, that was going to ask that because there needs to be a sequel for Busy, Busy for the Lord.
I think you're right.
I think there definitely does. Folks, you can get a copy of Busy, Busy for the Lord. You can get it at Grace and Mercy Catholic Gifts, 6425 Line Avenue. That's right there by Superior Grill, or you can get it from the office of St. John Berkman's Cathedral during office hours. And in Bossier City, you can get it from Tubbs Hardware on Benton Road. Say hello to Donnie Forrest. Back in a moment with Monsignor Earl Provenza and Mary Ann Von Osdell, our life strategist today on Strategies for Living. Be right back.
To your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
We've got strategies, of course, right here. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We got extra strategies today because of our life strategist, Monsignor Earl Provenza, and Marianne Van Osdell, they've written, they've gotten together and written a wonderful book. It's called Busy, Busy for the Lord. It's the life story of Monsignor Earl Vincent Provenza, and you can find it at Grace and Mercy Catholic Gifts on Line Avenue. You can find it at St. John Berkman's Catholic Business Office, Cathedral Business Office. Of course, you got to go during business hours. And over in Bossier, you find it at Tubbs Hardware. Earl Vincent Provenza. Okay, so you go to sign up to do your duty, sign up for the selective service. Yeah. And what did the lady tell you?
Well, all my life I wanted to be patriotic, and living in Shreveport, always looking up in the sky,
right?
I hear, see Barksdale planes
fly
by. So when I reached 18, I thought it was proper for me to go down to the post office, second floor,
right,
and to register. So
sure.
I walked up, and the lady said, "What can I do for you?" I said, "I'm Earl Provenza. I'm 18 years of age, and I come to register." And she got on her computer, and she turned around and said, "Sir, you don't exist." I said, "Well, look at me. Here I am." So I went home, and I said, "Mother, this is a very delicate, difficult question, but was I adopted?" And she said, "No, you were the biggest baby I had." I said, "Well, they don't have my name down there." She said, "Well, why don't you try Vincent Provenza?" And the story is that when I was born, my daddy wanted to name me after the doctor, Dr. Earl Harris.
Mm.
And my mother had other thoughts. "I'm going to name him Vincent." And so the nurse came in, said, "Ma'am, what do you name your baby?" She said, "Vincent Provenza." And so daddy went home, he's passing out cigars, and his name is Earl. His name is Earl. My mother says, "His name is not Earl. His name is Vincent." Well, daddy was a little stubborn, and mother was very persistent. And so for 18 years, I really thought my name was Earl Provenza.
Right.
But it ended up being officially Vincent Provenza. When I went down to the post office to register, she told me it was a surprise. "You're breaking a law in our country using an alias."
Yeah.
For 18 years.
I love it.
And so if you don't change your name back, you're going to be in trouble. So I had to write vital statistics in New Orleans, and in white ink, had to write Earl on the margin, because on the certificate, it said Vincent Provenza. And so
I love it.
That is, my mother won that argument.
I bet she won most of them. Yeah. Folks, there are story after story after story like that. Now, Marianne, you said you've been told stories since the book came out, and hopefully we'll get a sequel to this. What's a story that you can share that you've learned since the book came out?
I'm keeping notes. We went to Zawali, the Catholic church there, on Sunday.
Right, which Monsignor pastored for many years.
They love him. Like, it's
they call him
like
Senior
I've
Earl
seen.
Down there. Yeah.
So anyway, he said Mass, and then we had a reception, and we had a book signing. And this lady came up to me, and she said, "Did you know he used to run from here to Manny, Louisiana?" I said, "No, I knew he trained for a marathon," which that was surprising to me, first off. But yeah, and people would try to stop and say, "Monsignor, get in the car, get in the car." He was practicing running, and so he wouldn't get in the car.
I love it. Monsignor, you know, you've had a book written about you now, and now you've had a song written about you. What is it that, you know, that's a lot of people would love to have a book and song written about them. But, you know, I know for you, that's little stuff.
Right.
What do you really want people to understand and know about Earl Provenza?
That Earl Vincent Provenza helped people from earth to heaven. Mm. That's the basic line, helping people get to heaven and take the prayers from people on earth, bring them up to the Lord. The Lord prays back through me. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I want to be known for. The priests that help people get to heaven. Mm.
You've now been a priest
61
years. You just recently celebrated that 61st.
Last Friday. Yeah. Sure did.
And looking back, you have now the luxury to look back that you didn't have in the first year, the fifth year, the 10th year, looking back over half a century now, plus, what have you learned? What's the biggest lesson that you've learned about living life?
God is in charge. We are his helpers.
Yeah.
And it should be let go, let God.
Yeah.
He will direct us to the right way.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, your ministry has touched so many people over so many years in so many places, from Shreveport across the state, over east into the into the Monroe area, and down south all the way to
Rome.
Zuwali.
All the way to Rome.
And all the way to Rome, right?
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You're in Rome. You and Bishop Friend were in Rome.
Right.
And you said, geez, wouldn't it be good if I could say Mass with the Holy Father?
Would you write a letter? Bishop, I asked that to the bishop.
Right.
Right.
He said, no. That shocked me. He said, you would be more effective. So I went back to the motel room with pencil and paper. I said, Dear Holy Father, been a priest at that time 40 years. I helped you come to New Orleans when you come visit us.
Right.
And is there any way possible for you to let me come celebrate Mass with you this week? And as a two overlap story, there was a priest at the hotel who ran out of money. And he was honest. He said, Father, I'd give anything to have a ticket go to Assisi. And I said, well, I can help you with that. And over there in Italy, you don't get a refund.
Right.
When you buy your ticket.
It's non-refundable.
Yeah.
And so I bought me a ticket and him a ticket. And the next morning, this little Italian nun called and said, I need to talk to Monsignor Provenza. I said, well, you're talking to him. She said, tomorrow morning, you can say Mass with the Pope. I said, sister, I can't. I said, I got a ticket to go to Assisi. You know how dumb I was, you know? It took about 3 seconds. I said, sister, I will definitely get rid of my ticket and have Mass with the Pope. And I went up to St. Peter's, and I was shocked. The MC pulled me up next to the Pope, so close, I could hear him breathing.
Wow.
And it was just an awful feeling.
And today he's a saint.
He's a saint.
Yeah.
And you were there.
Right there, right next to him.
Wow. All right, busy, busy for the Lord. It's the life story of Monsignor Earl Vincent Provenza. You can get it at Grace and Mercy Catholic Books, Lyon Avenue, 6425 Lyon Avenue. You can get it at St. John Berkman's Cathedral Business Office. You can get it at Tubbs Hardware. Please get it. Busy, busy for the Lord. Marianne von Hosdale, Monsignor Earl Provenza. We'll be right back to wrap up here on Strategies. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Thank you.
And welcome back into Strategies for a Living. We've been busy today.
For the Lord.
Well, for the Lord, for Mary Ann, for Monsignor Earl. Go get this book, folks. Busy for the Lord. The life story of Monsignor Earl Provenza. You can find it at Grace and Mercy Catholic Gifts, at St. John Berkman's Cathedral Business Office, at Tubbs Hardware in Bossier. Mary Ann, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having us. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you for coming here. But I'm talking about thank you for writing this book.
For writing the book.
This is beautiful.
You're welcome. It was the honor of my life.
And Monsignor, I don't have words to thank you for all that you are in all of our lives. You've touched so many lives. You've been a light. You've been a healing presence in our community for many, many years. So thank you from the bottom of a lot of our hearts. Thank you for all that you do and continue to do.
Yes.
And I thank God for my priesthood.
Yes.
I want to close with this. I don't believe in a reincarnation. If it does exist, I want to come back as a priest.
Well,
I love my priesthood.
I'm going to tell you what. If it does exist, we want you back as a priest.
Yeah, we do. We
because
want that.
You know.
We would all be better for
you. You've had a pretty good run, and it ain't over yet.
No.
You're still saying Mass at Christ the King most Saturday afternoons at 4 o'clock. Occasionally, you fill in at the base, and, you're here and there. You're all over the place, so thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And, folks, thank you. We appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living. You're the reason that we do this program. And we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Mary Ann Von Osdell, for Lauren Leon McMillan, for Monsignor Earl Provenza, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.